Our Father, we give you great praise for the privilege to be numbered in you, for the bounties of your grace available in your kingdom, for which we are participants and partakers. We ask, O God, that your hand might descend upon these graduates as you confer them with the capacity and the authority to represent you in our generation, that their lives will strike a chord, become functionaries to extend your influence in their domains. To you be praise and glory, in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 1. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice which spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle, and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me and said unto me, Fear not, I am first and last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be thereafter. Verse 20 is my emphasis. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. John had a great privilege. All the other apostles that were in the vanguard of extending the frontiers of the kingdom and establishing the doctrine of Christ in their day died as martyrs. Only John was allowed to die naturally. And the reason why that was so was not far-fetched. You will find out that somewhere along the line, John's mom approached Jesus. And John's mom said to Jesus, Grant that one of my sons will be at thy right hand, and that my other son will be on the left hand, on your left hand, in your kingdom. And Jesus accepted the proposal. Jesus sent a question. Are they able to drink of my cup? Can they be baptized with the baptism that I'll be baptized in? And the mother, without understanding the implication of that utterance, included her two sons in a baptism and a cup for which she had no understanding. And Jesus, based on his status in the kingdom, accepted them to be partakers of his baptism and to be partakers of his cup. but forwarded the fire that will consider who sits upon the left or right to the appropriate authority, which is the Father in the kingdom. In the book of Acts, you will find out the first time there was commotion, an attack from the kingdom of darkness. It was one of the woman's sons that died first as a martyr. James. And that was where the mother realized that the baptism that Jesus spoke about was the baptism of death. And it was James that became a casualty in that baptism. The other son that was left was to drink of the cup of suffering. So his ordination was not death. His ordination was that he was going to suffer grievously in fulfilling, in serving his quota in the kingdom of God. And that was why death could not take John the Beloved. Historical perspective gathered that because of his witness of Jesus, he was arrested. He was placed in boiling oil. He survived boiling oil. And a milestone was tied around his neck, and he was thrown into the open sea. He became a water creature for 3 days. Survived the open sea, because his was not the baptism of death. His was the cup of suffering. So after 3 days, he was retrieved from the open sea and exiled to Patmos, a place for criminals that were to be cut off from civilization, to die of starvation, to die of hunger, and to die of want. It was on this isle of Patmos that he had an encounter with the Colossus. And the Colossus had to recalibrate his perspective of him. When he arrived at Patmos, the revelation of Jesus he had was time-based. Jesus of the city of Nazareth. But when Jesus appeared to him, Jesus had to upgrade his revelation. And so Jesus, encountering him, had to reintroduce himself to John the Beloved. And this John of which we speak is a personality we could consider to be Jesus' best friend in the days of his flesh. Jesus had to bring a perspective of himself that was connected and to his immortality, to the fact that he never began, because John's perspective was about once upon a time there was a man born in Bethlehem. Once upon a time there was a man called Jesus of Nazareth, and that was a defective perspective. And Jesus came in his immortal shape, and he had to introduce himself to John, even though John was able to discern, well, he looks like Jesus. But he said, I am Alpha Omega. And that was a revelation that John needed in order for him to step into the next phase of ministry that was before him. John was an apostle of Jesus Christ. And if you check his writings, you'll find out there was a very great density of prophetic element that was in his ministry. But he was coming into another phase where he would need to write a book. And the book that he will write is not an apostolic piece, but a prophetic book. A book that brings perspective from the past, brings perspective into the present, and brings perspective into the future. A book that is not time-bound. And in order for him to enter into the economy of God that will support the writing of this book, he had to encounter Jesus afresh in the revelation Alpha Omega. Something that is not time-based. It's from that operating system that he will be able to write a book. Write about the things which have been, write about the things which are, and write about the things which must be thereafter. And that book, you know, is the book of Revelation. There were baptisms and ordinations and encounters he had to have to upgrade his status in order for him to bring about that kind of a presentation. It was beyond learning. It was beyond what a man could be taught. It was actually a conduit pipe that was connected to that servant of God. And his pen was going to bring the ideologies of God to a generation that was way, way in the future. Hallelujah. Now, if you notice in the context, the way Jesus appeared and his appearance, it was quite strange. And it's needful for us to articulate that every item of his appearance was a communication of some sort. And John was under pressure to come into comprehension of several things that were mortal in scope.
And when he was faced with these realities, the Bible revealed that he fell like a dead man. And I was thinking that Jesus would have allowed him on the ground to recover. There was no time. So Jesus laid his hands upon him, revived him, and said, I am the first last. Aye. It was an insight about the mortality of Jesus that servant of God must have to swallow in order for him to have capacity to move higher in ministry, to fulfill this sacred role that he was ordained by God to carry. Because his was the cup of suffering, he was given a lot of privileges in the kingdom of God, of which we may not be able to fully articulate for the purpose of this lecture. The Bible revealed that when he looked upon Jesus, Jesus was in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. Because communication from the immortal realm is different from communication in the physical realm. Communication in the physical realm is on the basis of thought. And so we speak and expect people to comprehend if they can discern the language of our communication. But you see, communication from the immortal realm is communication in terms of spirit and in terms of life. It's communication that is held up in metaphors and in mysteries. Hallelujah. Have you ever had a dream before that you could not really place what it meant? But that was adequate communication. It's just that it was higher than your thought realm. It's not supposed to inspire thought. It's a reality that was unveiled. And you need the guardian of that realm to bring that reality into a context where your mind can touch it. It is beyond your mind. And so everything that John knew about Jesus was mind-based, was time-based. And the real context of the materials he had been touching and interfacing with is not time-based, it's not mind-based. And so for the first time in his dealings, he was coming to stand face-to-face with the context of immortality in his naked form. Communication shifted at that point. And Jesus was walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. It was in this encounter, this disclosure, that Jesus was seen to have eyes raging like beams of fire. Meanwhile, the Jesus he knew was a gentle personality that will not need fire. But this personality, he was so natural with fire that his eyes were bolts of fire. And it was something that contradicted the perspective that John held all this while. And when he looked upon the context, his humanity failed him and he felt like a dead man. And Jesus revived him. And instead of changing the topic, he continued, I am the first and the last. Now, you will notice that in order for John to understand this encounter, Jesus had to come to his aid, because he was still a student that was trying to upgrade his encounter software. There are two factors I want to pick out of this presentation and then build a case on these two factors. It was in the book of Revelation that Jesus revealed to us from the immortal perspective who a minister was. It was also in this presentation that Jesus revealed to us from the immortal perspective what the church is. Hallelujah. Because you, on this day, you are dubbed ministers in every right, in every respect. But we must understand the concept of being a minister from the perspective of Jesus, the immortal perspective. How the beings in heaven, how do they see ministers on earth? They don't see them as men. They see them in a certain kind of metaphor. And that's why Jesus brought that metaphor as a means of communicating to John, so that John can understand really what it means to be a minister from the immortal perspective. Revelation chapter 1, are you there? We have a long way to go.
Hallelujah. And the reason why I'm speaking like this is because we're speaking to Bible people. So we don't need to break it down. We'll say it the way it is because it's Bible people. If we start a church service now, we'll break it down for you. We're speaking to Bible people. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, Jesus makes an attempt to explain, to interpret the metaphors that were used in communication to John. It's in the interpretation that we begin to gain insight, because everything that was done there was done in form of metaphors, like the eyes of Jesus was a metaphor, the way he dressed was a metaphor, his hair that was like as white as wool, metaphor. All of his appearance was a compendium of communication, bringing John into perspective with the context, with a mortal perspective, and how things are seen from the realm in which God is domiciled. From the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, we have some unveilings. Jesus said, "The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand." So that's the first mystery. And the seven golden candlesticks, that's the second mystery. You see, when in the immortal realm, communication is in form of mysteries. And so if you get to even pick up the communication and it's not addressed to you, it will not make meaning to you. Because you will need an interpreter to break that mystery into a form in which you can assimilate. And that's why the book of Revelation was written and given. And for many years, we did not know the meaning of Revelation chapter 12 until today. What's today's date? You see, because it was coded in mysteries. There were many, many explanations of what it was, but it was sealed until the time. It was when the time came, it was today that John saw, 2,000 years ago, today. Exactly today. And that will be revealed in the skies from Jerusalem this evening. This afternoon. That's a time difference, I think 3 hours time difference. So it will be evening for us, but it will be afternoon for them. It was this today that John saw 2,000 years ago in Revelation chapter 12. Now, these were mysteries, and you will need an interpreter to help you with the metaphors that were used therein. So Jesus helps us to dissolve a few mysteries so that we can understand the context of the communication. From Jesus' perspective, can we still have Revelation chapter 1 verse 20? Alright. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. So Jesus has given us perspective. The angelos of the seven churches. First of all, we must understand a few things in order for us to comprehend fully what Jesus is trying to communicate. Now, the first thing we must see here, if you notice, is a right unto the seven churches of Asia. The church in Ephesus, the church in Smyrna, the church in Pergamos, the church in Thyatira, the church in Philadelphia, and the church in Laodicea. Now, you will notice that the context of the church in this rendering is territorial. All right, territorial churches. You see, the church can be seen from different perspectives. Can be seen from the eternal perspective. The church can be seen from the universal perspective. The church can be seen from the global perspective. The church can be seen from the territorial perspective. But in this context, the church is being considered from the territorial perspective, because all those churches were mentioned with respect to the territories in which they were domiciled. Alright? And so everything takes that order. If Jesus said, are you still with me? If Jesus said the interpretation to the stars, because the Bible says that Jesus was walking in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, and in his right hand he held up seven stars. Alright?
So Jesus said that these stars that he was holding in his right hand were the seven angels to the churches. The word angels there is angelos in Greek, which means messenger to the churches. And meanwhile, the churches that we speak about here, what is the context for the church? Is what? Territorial. So the territorial angelos, the territorial messenger to the church is not the angelic being, Gabriel or Michael. Is the pastor. That's the messenger in the territorial context. Are you with me? From this rendering, it means that it is Jesus that upholds every minister. So he holds them. So a minister that is out of sync with that holding capacity of Jesus is no longer considered a minister. Meanwhile, the metaphor that was used to depict the minister in this context is a star. What exactly is a star? What's a star? You don't know what a star is. Yeah, a star is it's a luminary. It shines, have you? But you see, it's not just a luminary. It remains a star because a star can die. As long as it is in the constellations, it lives. There is an orbit it must be found in order for it to continue being a star. If it violates that orbit, it will die. So a star is a luminary that is held in the constellations. Are you with me? And if that was the metaphor that was used to depict a minister, it means that a minister is a luminary that is held in the constellations of God. I will explain that. So from that rendering, a minister is what? Is a luminary held up in the constellations of God. A luminary held up in the constellations of God, because Jesus upholds the seven stars. All right. Let's bring further perspective to this discovery that we have made. John chapter 3, quickly. A luminary held up in the constellations of God. I'm going to explain that. Is held up in the constellations of God. All right. John chapter 3, from verse 31. He that cometh from above, please take note of the source. Take note of the source. He that cometh from above, number one, what's the first characteristic? Is above all. And I need to explain that. Hallelujah. You see, when Jeremiah was called, there were several proclamations that God made concerning Jeremiah. He said, see, this day I place thee above kingdoms, I place thee above nations, all right, to pull down, to pluck out, to throw down, to build and to plant. He was going to be operating above the kingdoms. You see, in the kingdoms, they have their own authority system. But the prophetic ministry of Jeremiah was going to operate in such a way that he was operating higher than the government and the authority system in the kingdoms. So Jeremiah can come out of his cave of fasting and prayer and speak to a particular kingdom. He is higher, all right? And he judges the kingdom. And then suddenly the economy begins to fail. Everything begins to fail. They don't know why it is failing. There's no textbook that can tell them why this thing is failing, giving these indicators. It is because an authority that is above the kingdoms had spoken. That's a designation that Jeremiah received on the account of his placement in the kingdom of God as a functionary. He was above the kingdoms. The Bible says that he that is from above is what? You have above all, you have capacity to influence every system. Why do you have capacity to influence every system? It's because you are above all. You see, the where you are coming from determines what kind of influence you have. And the Bible reveals that the stars are luminaries held up in the constellations of God. Go back there. He that is above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly. So you are either operating from above or you are operating from the earth. Now the scripture goes on to give us more details about where we derive and what we can do. The Bible says, he that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. See, so where you come from influences how you speak. Where you come from. A friend of mine wanted to start ministry in Lagos, and he wanted to go around most of the churches that have survived at least 20 years in Lagos to see what they have gathered at the end of 20 years of ministry. What exactly is the secret of the strength of the churches? And he went to the biggest church in the mainland in Lagos, and the message that was preached that day was marketing. Marketing. Somebody is laughing. Don't laugh. One of the ways by which we can identify where you are coming from is when you speak. If you speak of the earth, we know your location. It means you are not a minister. Because a minister is supposed to be held up in the galaxies of God. The guy said, okay, maybe it was a seminar. They did a seminar. So he now came back the next Sunday just to be sure. And then the message was talent. Talent. I'm talking about a 22,000 member strong assembly. That is more than 20 years old. You are disseminating, marketing, talent. You see, that's the nature and the structure of what is speaking. That thing that is speaking is not speaking from above. It is speaking from the earth because it's earthly. Now, you see, you can fake many things, you can masquerade many things, but you cannot fake that which is God's idea. The fact that you have a 22,000 member strong auditorium that is fully air conditioned, even though, meanwhile, I like air condition, doesn't mean that what is happening there is ministry. I heard that the tithe of that assembly is 100 million every month. So you can, it gives you an idea of how much money flows in that place. Hallelujah. But you see, you don't need God to have money. If you go to nations like China, you'll see what human beings were able to do without God. Yes, so many mighty feats. The mind of man is competent to deliver. But the thing is that after you have finished delivering, God will not be in it. Because if God is going to be in it, it must come from above. Well, in a day where it is difficult to really ascertain who is a minister of God, and this scripture gives us a little insight, and that's why Jesus came and began to speak to John in terms of metaphors. He said, the guys, so many guys are speaking down there, but I'm only holding seven. So many guys are talking, but just trace from whence they talk. I only have record of seven that I'm holding in my hand. I've seen people before that spoke for God, and about 12 years down the line in the course of ministry, they were no longer speaking from the constellations. They were speaking about mean Midian mode, things that are earthly. At those points, they have fallen from the grace of being able to be a luminary that is held up in the constellations of God. So, that my friend was confused. This is, and you know what happens in Lagos. That's why I query a lot of people's calling in Lagos. Because if you have a calling from Jesus, and it's a genuine calling, even though the next person that is doing what he's doing, he has 16,000 people. If you are loyal to Jesus, you should be able to maintain a pure ministry from the constellations. But what happens is that people do ministry shopping like that my friend was doing, and then they come up with what works in the territory. And in the compromise of developing a system that works, all right, they compromise the element that makes them authentic. They are no longer within the scope of the constellations. A lot of people are trying to ensure that they are not failing in ministry. But they are doing something on ground. Now, the issue is not that you are active, full of activity. The issue is, where are you coming from? Because Jesus said, he that is from above, he has authority that is above all. He can begin to, just one man can begin to make proclamations, and then strange things will begin to happen in the territory. And people that are professors in all kinds of learning cannot fathom what has entered into their space. Unknown to them, there is one that is above their systems that has released a verdict from the throne room of heaven. Oh my. You know that those days the king of Israel wanted to go for battle. And he said, well, let's consult. And all the familiar prophecy consulted with came with prophecies that did not derive from the proper source. So the king of Judah now said, because the thing didn't click, there was no confirmation. So there was a source problem. Said, is there no other one available? He said, there's one, but he doesn't like my person. He doesn't speak the kind of things I like. You see, when it comes to men that pipe from the constellations, they cannot be politically correct. You see, it's another government regulates their utterance altogether. If you try to bring them into the crucible, they don't fit into a square peg. They don't fit into a round peg. They don't fit because they fit into an immortal system. Their functionary set up in an immortal system. It's only that their point of call makes them to operate within this frame of reference. But their source point is high in the systems of the immortal God. So the Bible says, he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh what? Of the earth. That's how we know people. So he has a big ministry. Where is he speaking from? For 14 years you are speaking earthly things. You have not brought a download from heaven. Jesus said, I'm only holding seven. I heard that so many people are talking there, talking, they make me talking in Urukum, talking. But I'm just, these are the only people with certificate. Only seven. Speaking from our realm. Only seven. Shining from our constellation. Only seven. Bringing witness from our dimension. The rest are just, I don't know, they are speaking from the earth. I remember an intercessor, that Aja Axis, a mighty intercessor, was laboring in intercession, prays all night, and then he now discovered that the church next door, they don't pray as he does, and they have more members. Cars are packed out there. The whole place, the parking floor is packed full. Pastor comes late. And everywhere, so much money. You need to see the vehicle he rides. He flows with a baritone, deep voice. And this guy prays, his voice is cracked every time. So he wants to find out what works. So he went and enrolled in Netherlands Bible School. No, Netherlands Business School. Sorry, that's Business School. So he started teaching the things he received from Netherlands Business School in church. He formed syndicates in church, businessmen's group, this one's group, and then using the church members and the church layout to do his workbook. And meanwhile, when he started doing that, people started coming. And then cars started parking. So you now say, okay, this is what works. Now, we are not looking for what works, because many things can work without God. The description of a minister is a luminary held up in the constellations of God. He brings witness from the palaces of heaven. That's who he is. not what works. We're in an age of results. Everybody wants to show the next person, I'm not failing. I'm still here. I'm still doing something. I'm still relevant. And then we compromise what it is that a minister is. Yes, still, let's go on with the scripture. Next verse, verse 32. And what he has seen and heard, that it testified. He's talking about the one from heaven. Now, the guy transmitting from heaven is transmitting things that he has seen. Because there's always breaking news in heaven. If you're in heaven, you are going to hear things. If you're in heaven, you are going to see things. There are sometimes in heaven where there's a great sign in heaven. There are sometimes in heaven when there's great silence in heaven. It's a very turbulent place. And the Bible says that the one that comes from heaven, he sees, he dispatches that which he has seen and that which he has heard. That is what he testifies. Whether or not men accept his testimony or not, it doesn't change. He's not trying to make something work. Because what he is that he has become a conduit pipe of the things that he has seen and heard. You know, when the Sanhedrin they took a hold of Peter, took a hold of James, and warned them never to preach in the name of Jesus again. And what did they say? Judge ye yourselves. That was a panel, a church panel. And they spoke to a church panel and said, judge ye yourself, which one is better? To obey God rather than man. But we cannot but say the things that we have what? Seen and heard. If it is true that you are in the constellations, there is this seeing and hearing activity that you are going to be piping into. So if your sight and your hearing, it has become defective, it means you are plucked out. And the only option you have available is that you operate from the earthly realm. I had to make my choice early enough when I was coming into ministry. Where I will operate from. And you need to make your choice too. Are you going to be of the earth? The time will come where people will travel many rivers to find a man that is in the constellations that brings the counsel of God. Many people might not like you when you begin to, but if it is established that this is how you are not trying to succeed, you are just a star. That's what you do, you shine, you bear witness of the things in the realm of God. A time will come, people that are in search of God will look for you. It will take time, but it will happen. A time will come that people will have to travel over 1,000 ministers to look for you, because in that domain you are the only one that is being held up in the hands of the Christ. So for every young minister, you need to make up your mind, what am I going to transmit? Am I going to be transmitting from the earthly or from the heavenly? You can give me some sound there so that I can find the bearing in the spirit. I need to tell you a few testimonies. Some people the other day, one of them said he died and went to hell. And God spoke to him in hell. Then he revived from hell and printed a pamphlet prescribing the way people should dress, the emphasis that must be held up in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And I said, no, this is not from heaven. And I took the scriptures and I began to, it was on cable. In the scripture, there's something we call spiritual geography. And in spiritual geography, heaven is above. Not in physical geography, but spiritual geography. Because we are on the equator, close to the equator. Ghana is on the equator. London is on the equator. We are close to the equator. Right? South Africa is way, way off.
So when South Africans say up, where they are pointing to is different from where we are pointing to from the equator. So what I'm talking about is spiritual geography. And in spiritual geography, heaven is above. Hell is beneath. And the earth is in the center. There is a place called Hades. Hades in Greek, Sheol in Hebrew. It's a place for departed spirits. And this place has two chambers, according to the book of Luke, chapter 16. It has two chambers. And one of the chambers is called Paradise. The other chamber is called Gehenna, Hell. Right? When every man dies, he goes down, doesn't go up. Because when Jesus died, Jesus went down. Because Jesus said unto the guy on the cross, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. Paradise is in Hades. That's where Abraham's, that's what we call Abraham's bosom. So the rich man was in Gehenna, and the Lazarus was in paradise, in that parable, in the book of Luke chapter 16. And in fact, it's not a parable, because Jesus said a certain man. He didn't say a parable. It's his reality he was bringing to us. He showed us those chambers. So after 3 days, Jesus rose from the Hades, because the authority of death could not hold him bound. He rose from the Hades. He did not descend. He what?
Rose.
Then he ascended into heaven. You see that? After our pilgrimage in this life, we go down. Because Hades is a place of waiting. We wait until the time comes when the seasons of judgment, the era of judgment comes. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, so you wait for the next event in the underworld, either in paradise or in Hades. Now, or in hell or Gehenna. Remember that the rich man ended up in hell. And the rich man cried to Father Abraham that he should send Lazarus back. What did Abraham tell him? He said, right there on earth, they have Moses and the prophets. So it is not consistent with the way of the scripture for you to bring a message from another dimension. Have you ever seen a child that brought a story from the womb to tell how the womb is? It is another dimension. The realities and the interfaces that are within that dimension are, they live and die in that dimension. You don't take realities from one dimension to another dimension. And that's the way of the scripture. In fact, the Bible reveals in the book of 1 Corinthians, I guess, chapter 12, when Paul spoke about how that he was caught up to heaven, up. Then Paul now say how he was caught up again to paradise, down. The things he saw in heaven, there was no restriction for him to communicate them. But it was when he went down that he said that he saw, he heard things that were unlawful for men to utter, down. So you cannot bring a message from down and then now the new revelation for the church. Do you understand that? The transmission was from a wrong quarters. And luminaries had to come and correct that so that people will not be led astray. Yes, I did that job and we put the message on internet. You are aware of when we did that. Do you know that for 3 months they were cursing me? The people that were selling those books, because the books stopped selling. If you are going to be a star, piping from the constellations, people will fight you. If you are going to be a star that will not do the things that everyday people are doing, but you are doing the things that you are led to do from the realm of God, people will consider you a strange creature. And that's why it's easier to decide to operate from the earth. But it will take a man like John
to testify from the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Where will you speak from? That's my message. What will be your story? Will you get mingled until you get mixed and your quality is downgraded? Our world today is in need of luminaries. Men that can bring testimony from the palaces of God. So many philosophers have gone ahead. So many things have been said from the realm of philosophy. The church has been built by human tradition. But in the days in which we live, God is going to intercept that order. And the way he will do it is by introducing the stars. Go back to the scripture. There is something that God gives every luminary. John chapter 3. Are you still there? God gives something to every luminary. Go on, not this verse. Next verse, 33. He that receives his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. You see, this kind of testimony brings witness about God. And when they see these luminaries, men know that God is true. It's a witness unto God. Next verse. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. That part B, referring directly to Jesus, exclusively to Jesus. Because to Jesus the Spirit was given without measure. But to all of us the Spirit is given with measures. Hallelujah. However, there is something that God gives every luminary. He gives him his Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that is the linkage to the dimensions of glory. He is the custodian, the guardian of the realm of life. If you are going to come into the realm of life, understand the workings of life. You cannot but fraternize with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that we have received a spirit which is not of this world, but a spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. It's only by that spirit. He exercises guardianship to everything that is in God's realm. And God does not do anything apart from him. If it is God, then it must be by the Spirit. So this luminary is God gives his Spirit. But in order for you to be a consistent witness, there are higher measures of his Spirit that God will keep giving you. God, there are several levels of witness you cannot bear until you have a particular density of his Spirit. So we keep receiving. That means that you did not receive everything God had to offer the first time you received the Holy Ghost. And it's not as if God supply got depleted. That's why you received a measure. That was the only space that was available for you to contain. And as God deals with you, he creates more space. When you begin to hunger more, more space is created. And the Bible says that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, he shall be filled. There is this filling process that God consistently does in order to bring us into higher levels of competence in bearing the kind of witness that is required in our generation. And so you see a man, just like he said, that was true. All along I had the calling of an apostle. But you see, when we started this work, I was just a teacher and an intercessor. That was what you will see. And as higher measures kept coming, then there was a time where the measure had contacted could power the prophetic dimensions. And those powers began to switch on. Witness was brought to another level. Witness was brought to another layer of intensity. Hallelujah. And those measures, more measures, more witness, more capacity. The Bible says that with great power,
gave the apostles witness of the resurrection, and great grace was upon them with great power. It means you could not ignore them. There was a measure they had received that could handle power. There was a measure they had received that could handle several dimensions of the workings of God that was captured in their calling. For the Spirit is given without measure unto him. Today, we want to pray for you that the Spirit will be given unto you in another measure, capable of handling several other activities in the lines of witness. He that is from above is above all. Hallelujah. Can you rise and step forward, you students? There is a seal that will come upon you. A seal from God. Seal from his throne. As you come, come praying so that God will put upon you a seal. A seal. Mahaito kamela ate. Mahaito se mahatabala. What we are called to do is to bear witness of immortal realities, things held up in the realms of God. We cannot do that without a measure of His Spirit. We want to ask for increasing measures of that investment of the Spirit that will make us able ministers of the new covenant, not according to the letter, but according to the Spirit. For the letter killeth. But the Spirit giveth life. Ask him for the release of another measure. Another measure. Another measure. Many there be that started well. Now they are speakers of earthly things. Lost alignment from the constellations. And so they need to find another way to survive. We are only able because of the Spirit. The messengers of the constellations are only able because of the Spirit. Able ministers of the new covenant, not according to the letter. Able according to the Spirit, because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Stretch your hands in that direction and begin to bless them. Ask God to release another measure. Kiabonte samanda lababoria. Kiabonda lababusketa. Ikamentosa manteli. Ikamentolia nasalaba. Ikamentose neke brasketa mante kubalata. That the ranks of luminaries might be replenished by reason of the rise of these ones. Ikamela ike kabahantali. Ikamensola. Ikamenshekela. Igobra nahatani. Ikamenzulia kambe zakamba halatula keba ike. Ikambe sumahande, ikame samantalia, ikambre seke sosenanta laborokota, ibrasakatale kombreza nate kuzamadia. Witnesses born in from the constellations, coming from the constellations, such as have authority from Jesus. Above nations, above kingdoms, above the authorities of every context where they find themselves, to bring order according to the order that is in the heavens. For this we ask, release your Spirit, that they might be made able. Ulamande soklehele. Habala. 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 Ikama hasale kombre. Kura maski sosomahante. Ameholo kamahika bahante. Askome zazaila. Ikame sosomahante. Hansomahante. Akabonse naze zaida. Ibruskata mante la curia. Aseka brasketombre hele. Akambe sozonohonda. Ikamahante. Ikamahante. Ikamasebri. Maito sebri. Ekamina sebri. Kulama sebri. Asconse ne cante la habre. Abaroko santa maleta mentolia. Ekose sena. Ikabranta babola cade. Ikamahail. That the ranks of the luminaries might be replenished. Usaba capetole nahis kebreta cambre zavalatale. Braton samakabate kusketa mila haila. Kumalahale. 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 Kumala sabarato. Ebresco samantalina. Hallelujah. Amma mahaba. Hallelujah. Ile ne kusama na mana. Hallelujah. 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 Mahabela. Prescote mahansi senete, praiko pana malaya. Prescote mala huga basante, praske hale. 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 Mandela sabra nahala mahala masele madebala. Silete mama comprende ne kaleta mose la lila haila gabela dema. Sola la lele presate matabola kadedale haila kombala. Amala kombela siale makemala mamose la la. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We ask that you pour out your spirit. That the least among us may become as strong as David. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Now just focus on the Lord. He will send his angel and he will begin to anoint you. So I advise that you close your eyes. Don't worry, the ushers are at the back. They will help you not to get injured. But it's going to be quite a moment. There's so much oil in the room. So much oil in the room. So I'm going to pray right now, and the Lord will dispatch some angels. They'll just remove the sickness. All kinds of things will begin to happen. I see there's one of you that God will restore visions. Your time of rest in the night will not just be for sleep, it will be for sight. God will restore all kinds of things. An open door will be granted. Amaya kombaleke. Thank you, Jesus. So you can stop praying. Just wait. Wait for him. Father, this is time that the ranks of the stars might be replenished. Many other witnesses that transmit from the constellations. Men that have the capacity to bring the perspective of God in this time of political correctness and confusion, philosophy of men and tradition. We seek a voice that is not of earth, that speaks of things seen and heard in the corridors of heaven. We present your sons, we present your daughters. At that measure of the spirit that you give a witness, that makes him notice things that other people ignore, that makes him see things that other eyes are blinded to. That makes him understand things that cannot be taught. Grace beyond the strength of the flesh. That you will choose from among your people special messengers that will herald your kingdom, your power, and your glory. Ah, see, the angel descends now. The angel descends. The first set of impartations will be for sight. There's someone that God is going to release an anointing upon. And this anointing will begin to produce sight. For you need to see things in order for you to be a witness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, look upon the heart of these people. And let that anointing that brings sight, let it begin to descend. Let it begin to descend. Let it begin to descend. It's a radical anointing. Let it descend. Let it descend. Let it descend. Let it descend. From the courts of heaven. Let it descend. Let it descend stronger. Let it descend stronger. Let it descend stronger. Let it descend stronger. 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 Stronger, stronger, that it might descend, yet stronger, Lord. yet stronger, yet stronger, yet stronger in the name of Jesus, that it might descend stronger, that it might descend stronger. I see one of you, you have the gift of healing. I can see the mantle of healing upon your life. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let healing be activated. There is, okay, it's coming, it's coming. Let there be an activation. It will come, it's a strong anointing. It's a strong anointing. Activate healing. Activate the healing anointing upon that vessel. 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 Upon that vessel. In the name of Jesus, that your hand might come upon that vessel. Let your hand come strong upon that vessel. Yes, come strong upon that vessel. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing in your midst three special intercessors. Three special intercessors. Your life story is intercession. Your life success is intercession. Your life's advancement is intercession. Three special intercessors and a unique anointing will come upon you. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me locate these three special messengers. Help me locate them. Help me locate them. Help me locate them. Help me locate them. If they are here or in the crowd, anywhere they are, in the crowd or out here, in the crowd or out here, help me locate them. Help me locate them. But I see them. I see them. I see them. I see them. They are special messengers. Special messengers of the grace of God. Special messengers of the power of God. Ramoseklo opro okolia. By that which I have with God, I release you as a functionary of the kingdom of light. Let your voice be heard. I release you with the grace and power of them that are called the wise. You shall not walk in darkness. I release you with the capacity to change things from the spirit. I release you with grace, and I proclaim that you can never be disadvantaged. I release a hunger, a burning hunger for the word of God into your spirit. By it become wise in all things. Let the capacity to decipher, to differentiate, and to discern come upon you, that you'll be able to look beyond the face value of things and see their real nature. You shall judge not after the sight of your eyes or the hearing of your ears. You will be made quick in the fear of God. You will stand as a plumb blind. Your life will bring judgment to many people that decide to compromise. You will be brilliant, brilliant, brilliant in your witness for the Christ. Let the hand of God rest upon you richly. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, for the portion of the prophets, the portion of the seers, the portion of the prophets. Your hands shall be made strong, I hear. Your hands shall be made strong. Your hand shall be made strong, and you shall defend the weak. You shall plead the cause of the fatherless and the needy. And in this shall your hand be made strong. You will not be hidden. You'll be brought out of your hiding place. And the Lord shall send you forth in due time. And you shall go back to a place that you never thought you would come. And you will be the mouthpiece of the kingdom of God.
to bear witness unto the Christ, you shall preach his power, his kingdom, and his glory. And the Spirit of God shall be with you. Blessings, blessings, blessings from the great King. Blessings from the great King. And your capacity shall be enlarged. Your capacity shall be enlarged. For you have received blessings from the great King. I copene seliko praskito mahanda liko presko samaita kubri zavale kopalde. Ibroske saniko braski sahaita kumbre. It shall come to pass that your times of sleep will be times of sight, and you will see things way before they come to pass. Receive the light of sight. Your weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, I condemn. The hand of God dwells with you strongly, strongly. I come and I have presko simahayata. You shall not make haste, says the Lord. You shall tarry and you shall wait for me. And if you wait for me, I will come and I will crown you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. You shall wait. You shall wait for me. I come a hambe la zika balekus cabresa matu alekus ahale. I come bresa min to hobria, yakopenasia. And you shall fast and you shall pray and you shall tarry, and I shall open your understanding, and your purpose will be bare before your face. You shall wait and you shall tarry, and I will come to you and illuminate you and show you what you are in my kingdom. Mayeko santo bina hike salata abre mahante husamata hiko skabina. And I shall give you a tongue, an utterance. An utterance, an utterance. As I give you a tongue, an utterance, an utterance, an utterance, an utterance in the spirit. Wherewith in the day that you speak it, it shall bring open, closed doors shall open. I will give you a tongue, an utterance, of the spirit, an utterance of the spirit. Shut gates will be opened by that utterance. Dead things will be restored by that utterance. Things that are crippled will be restored. I shall give unto you an utterance. 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 For though thy beginning be small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. For though thy beginning be small, thy latter end shall increase. He says, I should tell you peace. Peace. Peace I give you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Peace, 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 peace. I will be your defense. Even though your wars shall be many, but I will be your defense. I will show you your battles in your dreams. And I will show you how to fight. Incline, incline your ears. For the passage to your greatness is heavily laden with battles and opposition. But I will be your sight. Only incline thy ears. Incline thy ears. Incline thy ears. Incline. Sahito kumbre samate kaskito mahalabata. Mekupa leso sena ika bahate maskando. You shall not fear. You shall not fear. You shall not fear. You shall not fear.
for the spirit of faith comes upon you. You shall not fear. You shall not fear. Aiko mahase mika. Aiko sento malahaya kamberi. Aiko mase latos kese mele kabri na huka maske. Trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me. Eliko samanta leko baeko sabina. Aiko barakuska sabe laske sasomena. Ah. Your future is great and good. Stay in His presence. Iko mene saita kubre na sikabre keita malahandeli. Aiko sala mantaya. Eskombre zabaria keskosamiko pate. Branto ko zamanda la baboria. Esubria keskazemate kaski. Abreto manda yako banasila. Elobre masanto minati yakambreta. Aikombere nasiko mahalabatwa mirasko sesela ebreka pandeskumbria kamvalate agabenatwa iko samayate niko selina ikla ekata mulatwa labatia ikakate mokunde esemba akambe sumali iko ma iko ma Selita kula mahaita. Apresko se se na hika baske sa hika. Hele braske so kunde bregadehi. Mahaita male male. Mahaita selibu gore mahane. Go in this thy might. For by you I will conquer. By your vocal cord, I will speak. Go in this thy mind. I see a vision in the spirit. And this is the word that I hear. For the things that are hid, I shall bring to light. Things that are hidden, I will bring to light. I will uncover that which has been kept secret, for the things that are hidden, I will bring to light. I will cause to be disclosed that which will put you ahead, for the things that are hidden, I will bring to light. For the devil has no knowledge of such things as are hidden. But the things which are hidden, I will bring to light. And your life will be a manifestation of the undoing of the devil. For I will show unto you hidden things, things kept hid since the foundation of the world. I will cause your eyes to be open, and you will look upon them, and I will use your vessel to show how weak the enemy is. For the things that are hidden, saith the Lord, I will bring to light. Now I see cloven tongues. Oh my God. Ilamo komba haya kuse. Cloven tongues. Cloven tongues as of fire. And there are several of you standing or sitting in the congregation. The cloven tongues will come upon you. And the manifestation will be a strange flow of utterance. Utterance will come out of your belly. It will be a refreshing to set you on course so that you can come against the opposition that is to come in the future. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that the cloven tongues of testimony, the cloven tongues, that they might begin to descend. That they might begin to descend. That they might begin to descend. Emmanuel, all the world is
is calling your name, Emmanuel. Will you come again? Emmanuel. And the church will see your holy face, Emmanuel. When you come to reign, Emmanuel. All the world is calling your name, Emmanuel. Will you come again?
Hey!
Emmanuel. And the church will see your holy face, Emmanuel.
When you come to reign.
Lord, we approach the end of this age. And on the account of this, we understand the responsibility that comes upon the body in this age to bear pure witness and to give a true testimony. And I ask that you look upon these men and women. Look upon these ones before your altar. Let there be empowerment. Let nothing be able to stand in their way to stop them. I ask for grace. Oh my. Grace. 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 In the great name of Jesus. That you might make mighty men out of them. You might craft great men out of them. You might cause, oh God, the kingdom, the frontiers of the kingdom to be extended by reason of their efforts. Bless their lives. Bless their lives. Put your hand upon them. Abo Hosi Mahayata. Abo Mosanto. Eke Baha. Okay, come, come. Just, let's come. Amaya Kobele. Where is? Okay. Abama. Let's pray for 5 minutes.
I sense God taking us to another.
come, will come again.
And the church will see your holy face, Emmanuel. When you come,
two more times, son. Listen, the angel of the Lord just touched me on my head here. It means that God is going to anoint some people right now. There's an anointing. He touched me here. Father, in the name of Jesus, anoint. 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 Anoint, 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 anoint. Let grace come upon your life.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, precious Redeemer. We give you praise. We exalt your holy name. We ask that you alone have all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. You see, one of the burdens of humanity is that we are trapped in the realm of space, of time, and of matter. If we have the privilege of dwelling in eternity, moments like this will be a perpetual continuum. But because we are trapped in time, we need to be progressive so that other activities that are necessary for the functionality of our daily living can be captured and factored into our context. On this note, we have to try as much as possible to gather ourselves even as we continue in the sessions that we have to follow. Praise God. However, you can trap the atmosphere in your spirit. And when you have time, in your own quiet time, in your leisure time, you can ventilate yourself in tongues. Praise God. You may be seated. We will be having brief sessions of photographs. So the students will be having a session of photographs with the faculty. So students, you can still come back maintain the decorum. You see, there's still angelic traffic going on. So maintain the decorum. Things are still resting on people.
With blessings and judgment. Maria. preparation from the God, from the ships. Yeah. Oh.